Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. This week, we're going to talk all about how we store food. First, I'm going to talk to you about the food that you've already cooked or that you're going to cook that is in your refrigerator. Now, my mom had this thing that I loved. I just thought it was the most unique thing. Every once in a while, we would come home from school and there would be all these Tupperware containers on the counter and she'd be microwaving all kinds of stuff and she would say, "It's refrigerator review night." And that meant that she was cleaning out the refrigerator. I know now, but I always thought it was so fun that we got to pick whatever we wanted to eat out of all the things that she had cooked or we had had that week as fast food or whatever. Everything that was in the refrigerator came out. If it was acceptable to being eaten, it was warmed up and it was put in this buffet of the foods that we had had. And so about once a month, I will do the same thing. I will have refrigerator review when we have a lot of extra foods in the refrigerator. More and more, I am trying to buy less, buy only what we cook, and not even have leftovers because very few of our family members will eat leftovers. But every once in a while, we still do refrigerator review. So that is a great place to start with this challenge this week. Just go through your refrigerator. Everything that you've bought that is almost bad or has already been made or can be reheated, that's what dinner is going to be tonight. We're just reheating everything that possibly is in there. And what doesn't get eaten that night just gets pitched and you get to start over. Now, our trash day is Thursday night. So Thursday is typically our refrigerator review night if we're going to have one. Now, when you talk about leftovers and refrigerator review, that leads you to the topic of organizing your Tupperware in your Tupperware drawer. So we're going to talk about that in today's episode as well. What I have found when I go to organize houses, and I don't know, maybe your house resembles this, my Tupperware drawer, my Tupperware area is the biggest container area that I have. It's bigger than even the pots and pans area because we have so many different kinds of Tupperware. And this is an extremely organized Tupperware area. There are some houses that I go into that literally two or three whole cabinets will be full of Tupperware, plasticware, Gladware, Ziploc containers, you know, just so many containers. And they'll have the high-end deluxe Tupperware containers all the way down to the Cool Whip bowls with the lids on top. And my question to you is this: how many things do you ever have to put into Tupperware type storage? Like, if you were to cook from scratch all week long, how long do you go before you clean out the refrigerator, clean out the Tupperware, and you have it to reuse again? Like, do you go a full month? Do you make your own home stock soups and you are freezing those in the freezer containers? If so, then feel free to have like a whole host of these kind of Tupperware type containers. But for the majority of us, we only use two or three sizes and we only use 3 to 6 of each size. I promise you, if you take all of your Tupperware and put it in a box and just leave yourself with 2 to 3 sizes and 6 of each size, I bet you will almost never go into that Tupperware box. And if you're really freaking out about what I'm saying, that's exactly what you should do. Box it all up, put it in the basement. You haven't gotten rid of it. You can use it all throughout the holidays. I'm recording this in November, so we still have, you know, Thanksgiving and all the December holidays to go through, and that's when I typically use my Tupperware the most. By the time you get to January through September, I hardly use any at all. So if you've gotten to January and you still have a whole bunch of plasticware boxed up in your basement, it's safe to assume that you could just now take that box on Boxing Day, December 26th, my absolute favorite holiday, right over to Goodwill and donate it. So what I will typically tell many people that I organize is to just go buy new plasticware. And I know that seems odd because if you have, like, let's say you've spent $100 on all this different plasticware or Tupperware that you have in these drawers, you might think, why am I going to go invest another $40 on Gladware that all matches and is in only 3 sizes? And what I tell my customers is I charge $60 an hour to organize. So for $60 an hour, we can organize all of this Tupperware that doesn't match. We don't even know if we have the lids, it's all different sizes, or Well, you just donate all of that. You could go over to your grocery store and buy a couple sets of the deluxe Rubbermaid Snap-on. That's what I have, that are in the assortment sizes. It has like four different sizes and you get two of each size. I tell them to go buy three or four sets of that and it organizes their drawer instantly. They're spending the same exact amount of money, but now everything they have matches and we know all the lids match. And so that's what I typically tell people to do, just replace it. Get rid of the old, replace it, and then continue to buy the sizes that you use over and over again. Now, the other tip I will tell you about cleaning out your refrigerator is I love, love, love to install really large Lazy Susans in your refrigerator. So you're going to have to measure your refrigerator to see how big of a Lazy Susan you can get. But in the post on the blog, organize365.com/week11, you'll be able to see a link for an 18-inch Lazy Susan. And that's the one that typically I can get to fit in almost all refrigerators. And that's what I have in my refrigerator. And I put on that everything that is small and we use often, like all the cheeses, all the pickles, the pesto, the little lemon juice thing, that is all on the Lazy Susan. And then I can squish that shelf in my refrigerator down to only 6 inches. So the Lazy Susan is on the shelf and 6 inches above that is another shelf for like milk or whatever. And in that little 6-inch section, I can flip that Lazy Susan and spin it around and get anything that I need off of there. Nothing ends up in the back of my refrigerator and it really maximizes the space that I have. I even have a smaller Lazy Susan on the top shelf in the back for all the opened salsa and pasta containers that we have so that we will reuse the sauces that we have. So clean out your refrigerator one time a week. I will be honest, I usually do it every other week. And really think about how you're using your drawers. So like our drawers are for meat, fruits and vegetables, and I think bread is what we put in the bottom one. But what I found was as soon as we put fruits and vegetables in a drawer, we never saw them and we never ate them. But if we bought raw meat like chicken breasts and sausage to cook for the kids, we would always cook that. So I now have two meat drawers and a bread drawer, and all fruits and vegetables go on a shelf. So I see them and I use them before they go bad. So we have the regular deli, cheese, and meat drawer that most people use in their refrigerator. But the fruit and vegetable crisper drawer is actually where we put our raw meat. And the other additional benefit to this is that my husband likes to have our raw meat in a plastic container so that if there's any liquid that spills out, obviously it won't infect everything else in the refrigerator. So that's one way that we have reorganized our refrigerator. Now let's talk about the dry foods that you have for your pantries. I love organizing pantries. And the first couple years that I was a professional organizer on the side, that's what I did. I would go into people's houses and in 2.5 hours, I would organize their entire pantry. And I think I charged like $60 for that at the time because it wasn't my full-time business. It was just really my obsession. And so because I did that, I got to organize so many pantries. And a lot of the very first posts on my blog 3 years ago are of pantries. And I really don't think there's a pantry out there that I have not organized. There are some that aren't on the blog. Like I organized a pantry that was only 6 inches deep and it was wooden fixed shelves. So that was interesting because that was a really skinny pantry. Like it was almost built in the recessed part of the wall between two rooms. It was very, it's a very old home. But on the blog, I have a lot of examples of the more common pantries that you'll find in most houses that have been built in the last 50 years. So the one that I run into the most common is the wire shelving for a pantry. And the shelves are not movable because they're wire. And the wire shelving, like sometimes packets and things will fall through those. So it's real easy to put cardboard or something on those shelves so that things don't fall through. But if you go to Home Depot, you can find this shelf liner now that is clear. And it has these little tabs that go in between the wires on the wire shelving so that nothing will fall through your wire shelving, which I think is pretty cool. But the way that I typically will organize a wire shelving pantry, and three of the four on here are wire shelving, is I'll put all the boxes in there, all the cans in there are just fine, and then I will find some kind of a plastic bin to group like things. So in the first pantry, I have these colored foldable boxes, plastic boxes you can get off of Amazon, and they have different colors. So red and orange are typically for your breakfast foods. The blues, there are two different colors of blues, are for your items that you cook with when you're making a meal, like pastas and starches. And then there's typically another color that I use for like candy and sweets. Another pantry that was 18 inches deep, I told that owner to go get the lids of copy paper boxes. So go to anyone you know that works in an office building and ask them for the lids from the copy paper boxes. And then she covered those in contact paper, and she used those as really big bins in her cabinet. And she had one for bread and one for the kids' lunch stuff and one for the stuff that you're going to put in when you're making meals. And another picture that you'll see on there, they went ahead and bought plastic bins in various sizes that are the white bins with the little tiny holes in them. And that pantry we were doing for resale. So when people opened up that pantry and they wanted to buy that house, the pantry looked amazing because everything was so uniform because all you saw were bins. Now, when you buy bins for your pantry, make sure that they're going to fit and then put like items together. Like I will often have a bin of everything that goes with salads, everything that goes with lunches, all of the granola snack bars, drinks, everything for making breakfast on Sunday. And now in my pantry, I have bins for everything that I'm going to use to cook a meal. If I'm going to cook a meal, I put everything that I need in that bin. That way my daughter doesn't eat it before I cook the food. Then there are wooden fixed shelf pantries, and I actually love these more than the wire shelf pantries because I'm able to put shoe organizers in there and create even more shelving and slide the cans in there just like you would at a grocery store. And of course, I add some Lazy Susans in there to spin the condiments that you buy in advance or anything that you buy one of in advance so that you could spin that around. Another pantry that's not in here but is on the blog is when I organized my friend's pantry, and she had all of her spices in her pantry because she cooks a lot. And we put in those leveled tiered spice containers, and I'll have more of that when we get into talking about spices and baking. So there'll be pictures of that later. Another idea for organizing your pantry is just to use those dollar plastic clear shoe boxes. Those are awesome. They're very economical. I love that you could see everything that's in them and really get a feel for how you use your pantry. Now, if you have a traditional pantry like this, I like to designate a zone for each shelf. So one shelf will be all breakfast items, and one shelf will be all cooking items, and one shelf will be all lunch packing items. And then that way you can see what you need to order, and the kids know which shelves they should be on and which shelves they should not be on. And finally, I'm going to close with the fact that I no longer have a pantry. So when we redesigned our kitchen, I took out the planning desk in the pantry so I could put in a 9-foot counter with cabinets above and below. And I'm still super, super happy that I did that. I love having the long counter. I love how it opened up our kitchen. But it did take away the traditional pantry. And in the blog post at organize365.com/week11, you could see a video I made of this pantry. I think it was like 4 years ago when I made the video. It's the very first YouTube videos I ever made. It shows you how we put in these things called super cabinets in the bottom to house all of our food items. So if you're storing things in your kitchen cabinets as your pantry, I love to use bins also in my cabinets and risers where you could put food below and above. So you could put cans on the top and cans on the bottom on those extended shelves to add more shelving. And when we get into cabinets soon, I think it's next week. Next week, we're going to talk about cabinets. I'll show you how I use shoe organizers in our cabinets to get even more shelving, because I think shelving is what we need more than we need space. So go have your refrigerator review, clean out your refrigerator, and take a good look at your pantry and see if adding bins could really help you organize that space. I will see you next week. I hope you got some good nuggets of information on how to get organized in today's podcast. Come on over to organize365.com to check out all the resources and links in today's show.